The Nappy Boy Radio Podcast is brought to you by Hyundai. Every aspect of the new Hyundai Tucson SUV has been completely reimagined, and the results are something you've got to see to believe. An SUV loaded with innovations all over, inside and out. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
All right, let's do this.
Yo, this is Nappy Boy Radio.
Yo, this is Nappy. The Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, live with your boy, T-Pain.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. I am your boy, T-Pain, a.k.a. your girlfriend's boyfriend.
And I am Vanessa Fraction, a.k.a. Action Fraction, a.k.a. the main attraction, your partner's distraction.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantastic motherfucking show for you tonight, as I always say. But, you know, it rains true every time.
So true.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, give it up for Chris Gallagher.
Let's yeah.
Yeah, fucking good. Oh my god, 'cause now I'm feeling good. Yeah, fucking good. Oh my god, and now I'm feeling good. Fucking good. They told me go and do it. I knew I fucking would. I ain't gotta explain it. Fucking understood.
I feel like I should have some rhymey stuff to say. Like, I am the ladies' delight. Freak at night.
We give you time to come
my,
up with one.
My
you
draws ain't tight. The shit ain't right. Like, I feel like I should be. I just have something cool to say.
You want to make up one real quick? Well, you got time. We got time.
AKA.
Now I got a couple of those.
Right, let's go. Run.
I am the genius, the one and only Cali baby, Chris Calico, man.
Cali baby. I love that shit. I've always loved
Cali
that.
Baby.
That's been so goddamn good. We got the wifey in the building.
Yes. This is Crystal Calico.
I like that.
Crystal Calico.
Man, first and foremost, how have you been?
If I was any better, I'd be you.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
I just stole that from you right
now. I was feeling it in my heart, too. I was like, that was kind of cold.
That was fucked up. That was fucked up. I don't have a better introduction than that.
Hey, man. I've been good, though. I'm great.
Mental health is good. Everything good with you?
Well, I mean, that's always questionable, but
subjective.
You know, it's very subjective and a real thing, you know.
Right,
it's,
absolutely.
It's been well documented that I've gone through with my fan base. They know I've gone through lots of mental health challenges.
And right, right.
Fortunately, I have them, and I have Crystal, and then I have the music. You know, it's going to sound like a cliche to say,
absolutely,
hey,
yeah.
I got my music, it's my therapy, but it really is like literally without my music. Everyone dies, I think.
Okay. Everybody?
Shit.
Everybody?
Everybody nigga, dies.
Sing,
everybody.
Nigga, sing now.
Please. Please.
No, I don't think I would be here, man. I've spent a lot of days like not wanting to be here. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. So the music really makes it to where it's like it's therapy for you. I get to say stuff that I feel just so happens people like it.
That's fire. That's a good fucking deal. I'll
dope.
Take that goddamn deal.
Yeah, just so happens folks like it,
man. So. I mean, that helps out so many people, man. It helps out a lot of people, and I fuck with that, man. Thank you for putting that message out there, and also, you know, it. This sounds terrible. Thanks for going through that. How does that? because people couldn't, you know, some people obviously wouldn't make it out of that, but for you to come out of that and to portray the message of, guys. Here's how you do that.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's, you know, when we see both ends of the spectrum, you know what I'm saying? When I tell people, like, I've not had money, then had money, then not had money again, and then had money again, I can tell you how to not do both of those.
No, that is enough. Bro, that's enough to, like, drive you crazy.
Absolutely.
That's enough to drive you crazy because the dangling carrot is what is in this industry.
Absolutely.
And the dangling carrot will drive you absolutely insane.
It's a bitch to go through, but it's a blessing to get out of, man. And that shit, yeah, it'll drive you crazy. I don't want to.
That was a nice saying.
I don't want to get too deep.
What?
A
Which
bitch
one?
To go through and a blessing to get out of.
Yeah.
See?
You went past it real fast, but that,
I did,
that
because
that
it was because it was about to get deeper, but then it started getting dark in my head, and it was like,
yeah, I saw you had a moment there.
but I know that you're super creative, and everybody that I know is creative is a little off.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta be some kind of fucked up to do what we do.
I don't think and I've had all kinds of testing, like serious testing of every fluid in my body and cell and at the mitochondria level
okay,
and all of these things.
What?
And
not the mitochondria, though.
Like, and they say that where my levels are, like, I seem like a happy guy all the time, but I have, like, really low every level. Dopamine, serotonin, like, all of those are really low. And the person that, the doctor, the holistic doctor that checked me said, this is very common for creative people.
Ah.
To be very troubled, but it looks like they're happy because we got to be...
You gotta turn it on.
You gotta be on.
It's crazy how we gotta turn that on to give that to other people.
Yeah.
It's like the reason we're so depleted of it is because we give it to other people.
It is, man. And when you're performing every night, I mean, you know, I was out on the road for the last 20 years, 200 nights a year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you can get, you know, your adrenaline gets depleted, you go home and now I gotta be somebody's husband.
Oh. Right.
Somebody's daddy.
Damn it.
And I'm over here like,
damn,
I am trying.
Crystal, damn. I gotta go home, lay dick down.
That's
why my kids are so young. I'm in my 40s. I came home. Pow, there's a baby. All right, I'll see y'all in a couple months.
Literally how it happens.
This is literally how it happens.
Here's a baby.
Yeah. Boom, here's a baby.
I'll see you when I get back.
All right, y'all.
I used to not know what people meant, like when they always ask me, like, how do you balance your family and, you know, your career? And I'm like, I just didn't know you're supposed to do that. But then I realized I just wasn't paying attention to my family. I thought it was just easy.
Yeah.
And it was, you know what I'm saying? I thought, like, this shit is a breeze.
Nah, me too.
This shit is a fucking breeze. And then people just like, how do you do that? And I was like, maybe I just don't see my family at all.
She told me in our last child, Callan, she said, I feel like I'm going through this pregnancy alone. And I was there.
Oh, shit.
I was there.
That's something.
But it's because I was there and not there at the same time. You know what I mean? I was going through it. And, you know, I just had to learn. Two things really changed the trajectory. Quincy Jones told Tech N9ne, who I've been with for 20 years, you're either going to have a successful relationship or a successful career. And I was like, bullshit.
Damn.
I'm not going to do that.
Damn.
That hurts.
Other thing was a family member saying, I think I'm going to be more of their parent than he is.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? And I was like, no.
Oh, okay, we can't do that.
So,
yeah, we're not doing that.
And I knew I didn't want to. My father died when I was 15. I felt cheated. Mm. So I didn't want to ever cheat my kids out of having a daddy. So we are super close. Like,
absolutely.
Super close. Like, my son Christopher was in the studio with me a lot over these years. And Callan, my little baby, is there with everything I do. I did chase him out of the studio. I was telling you off air, like, when we have the choreographer over there, he's like, oh, okay. I do this and then hold on. Is it with the right arm, daddy? Is it with that? You know what I mean? He's on.
Hold on, nigga. I love it.
I'm enjoying it. Quarantine or COVID was like really great for us.
Really?
We didn't lose anyone. So, you know, shouts to anyone that lost anyone. You know, my heart goes out to them. But we changed my entire life.
It got you closer to everybody?
It got me closer to me. Crystal and I were either going to, I told you, I was like, I decided I'm going to get rid of everybody but her.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so,
I'm glad I made the cut.
She made the cut.
You made the cut.
Come on, Crystal.
You made the cut.
Come on, Crystal. Making the cut.
Dial it back. You got the job, goddammit. Come on, goddammit.
It was sketchy for a minute. We had a moment. I thought, you know, I never want to be a guy that puts his hands on his woman, and I didn't. But apparently, she didn't think the same thing because she put her hands on me during the episode. So
trying to get the elbows.
Nah, I got a couple. Crystal is a very, very strong woman, like an uncommonly strong woman.
Mm-hmm.
She played sports. She played in the NCAA.
Oh, like physically?
No, physically.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I thought you meant
she's very mentally strong. No, she's way more mentally strong than me, but she's almost as physically strong. Okay. She might be more physically strong than me.
Oh, okay.
She grabbed me in a way. I'm going to grab you like she grabbed me just to show you. She grabbed me like this. I had never been grabbed like this with a middle finger and thumb, and I couldn't get out of it. You remember how Tyson had you like this? Mike Tyson had you like this. She had me like this. It was Tyson to the second power.
It's weird.
And I couldn't get out.
Yeah, this is weird. This
I couldn't
is
get
weird.
Out.
I gotta say, weird. I gotta this say, is, this is str- that's strange.
Now, what was stranger, me grabbing you like that, or Tyson with his head on your head?
The thing was, I grabbed Tyson, I feel like, too hard.
Huh.
I grabbed his hand, and it all happened so fast. I grabbed his hand, and it was, in my mind, I was like, dude, let go of his hand. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And when I let go, he grabbed my hand back.
Huh.
And
harder?
Harder than my.
Yeah, see, he's like competitive.
But it was asked to say, like, nah, you good. Here we go. We in this.
Yeah, because he seems like a loving dude. But
you in this for the long run.
Everybody I see on podcasts with him except you seems terrified.
Right. Everybody's terrified.
They seem so scared.
Everybody's terrified.
And I would love to talk to him. I would love to, like, just talk to him.
Yeah.
I always identified with what I thought he was thinking and feeling.
All the years of therapy that he went through, mm-hmm. like, really made him break through on some shit. And it was just, it kind of opened him up to a lot of different shit. That's when he started smoking and, you know, shrooms and shit. And he's like going over the top.
No, he seems great.
He's a great fucking person. He's the nicest person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you know.
Niggas that kill people are usually really not. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But the dudes that I know that are real killers, they're really kind.
Yeah, I think because they know what death is kind of like.
No, he can kill you with a look.
Yeah, his lethal hands.
Yeah.
Niggas' hands is registered. Like,
he said, and I've been following, I adopted this as one of my mantras. He said, the way I beat people, I saw him on a podcast. He said it wasn't getting hit by me. It's that it was the fear of being hit by me. Everybody was so scared to get hit by me that I knew I beat them from the beginning.
If you
looked, he would look them right in their eye, mm-hmm. and they would look away. And he's like, I knew I had him. I knew I had him. And I think the same thing, because usually my body language is
right, straightforward.
You know what I mean? Unless I'm relaxed. And if I'm relaxed, then I don't have to look at you in the eye.
That is some scary shit, though. Like getting hit by Mike Tyson. Thinking about it.
I actually kind of would like to. I don't want to know.
You want to see what it's like?
You want to try?
No, I want to try that. I love, like, just, it's in the chest. Don't
you
hit me in the face.
You want to die.
Just hit me in the chest. Exactly. I just want to see what it feel like.
That's
like,
the
just
worst
hit me in the
place.
Chest.
That's where, like, all your.
Hit me, I got man boobs. Hit me in the man boobs.
That's where all your functionality is.
Yeah,
this you got shit that needs to work
hit
there.
Hit me in the left titty. I think I can tell.
I think I like an arm joint to be. Like, that's. Like, bust me. There you go.
Hit me, and I'd love to take just a chest shot from Tyson.
I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure. Now, in the club in Australia, I did meet one of the All Blacks, the rugby team, and I asked them to tackle me, and I was quickly advised to not do that.
So,
because it just seems like something like you, I just kind of want to experience that, but like, no.
I'm just interested because it kind of gives me a threat. What's my threshold? If I can take a...
That's not a way to find out.
Maybe you should take somebody else first.
No, I want to go to the top.
You want to fuck around and find out.
That's right. I'm going to fuck around and find out. Yeah. Hit me. Let's go to the top. You give me... this is how to go. If I can take a blow from Tyson, I'm fucking everybody up.
Okay. So what's the...
I'm walking in a grocery store. Everybody... $2.99.
Wait, what's the reaction? Bang. What's the reaction when you find out you can't?
I'm gonna be the nicest guy ever.
But you walk up to Tyson, you're like, bro, one time
for your mind.
Here we go. No gear. Are we talking?
No gear.
We talking? Getting no gloves.
Glove. Well, he fought with gloves, so yeah, give me a glove shot. Don't give me the bare knuckle because it might.
What's worse, a bare knuckle or a glove?
I think the glove is more blunt force. It seems like it's gonna hit. It's gonna take. More area. It's going to hit more area.
More surface area.
The fist is here. Glove is the whole side.
And the glove catches more. The glove, like, you know, when they Vaseline up your face, that's right. So the glove will slide off.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's just dry glove, rip some skin and some shit.
I'll go oil up bare chest.
Bare chest.
I did a video. I got a video that just came out called Wait. A song called Wait. And I oiled up. I shot the video naked.
Oiled up.
It's called oiled up.
Oiled up.
Yeah, it's called Wait. And I shot the video naked because I want. It's really a positive message.
Is it an artful piece?
It's art. It's art. Yeah.
It's artful. Okay.
No, it's like I want to see.
That's what we're calling.
I got man boobs. If I can be naked. You can too, because most of our country is obese, and I was really doing it to free myself up, and it's freeing up like hundreds of thousands of people. It did 200,000 the first week.
You know, we'll be right back.
Shut it down.
The Nappy Boy Radio Podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Let me ask you a question. How are you feeling right now? I'm serious.
The world is opening up again, and everything is returning back to normal. But maybe, just maybe, you're not there yet. If you're feeling down or emotionally distressed, BetterHelp counselors can listen and they can help. BetterHelp is online therapy, and they have a team of licensed professionals that will assess your needs and match you with a therapist that you can start talking to in as little as 48 hours. So whether you're feeling anxious or you're struggling with your career or you're having trouble sleeping, they know exactly that talking to someone is a great place to start. BetterHelp is dedicated to helping you find your perfect therapist match. And if the first person isn't right for you, it's easy and it's free to change counselors until you find someone that you're comfortable with. If you feel like your life is too busy to talk, think again. You can schedule a weekly video call, phone call, or even live chat session to match your schedule. And the best part is that it's even more affordable than traditional offline counseling. They even have financial aid available. Here's how you get started. Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Pain and fill out a questionnaire. Then they match you with a professional licensed therapist. Yeah, it's that easy. If you need help and you need someone to talk to, why not try to give BetterHelp.com a try? Right now, our listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/T-Pain. That's BetterHelp.com/T-Pain.
I want to tell you the truth. I can't help you lying to
kids,
you.
But think about it. Kids
it starts
do,
with
though.
Oh, kids don't give a
fuck. They
kids
don't.
Tell you when you're fat. Yeah. Kids is the reason I let my beard grow, because without it, kids used to tell me I look like a girl. So I had to keep it going. So
I shaved mine off just the other day. I forgot I was coming to do stuff. She's mm-hmm. like, she told me today, like, why you shave your beard off? You look like a nice guy. I'm like, that's bad.
Running around here looking like a gentleman.
Yeah.
Nope.
She said, you look like a nice guy. I feel like you might get tested while we down here. She told me this today at the restaurant.
It is Atlanta. You might get tried.
So you telling me in Atlanta.
Oh, we got tried at the restaurant already today. See?
That's I did get tested today.
Get that booty pinch. Get that butt touch.
Well, it wasn't that way. But.
But it's Atlanta.
It was the dude. He was actually.
You got tested.
How's he got tested? I didn't even think about it.
See, this is what I'm talking about. He shouldn't have shaved.
Let me borrow your beard.
I don't even know. See,
let me borrow your beard.
He was looking at him, then looked at me, and then looked back at him, and was like, "What you gonna do about it?"
No, I had to hit him with a "What's up?" So he walked by the table.
Uh huh.
And he wasn't our server. We had another server. He walked by our table. We were done with our meal.
Obviously, wasn't our server.
We done with our meal. He comes by and he's like, "I said, hey, what's up, brother?" He was like. So then he looked at Crystal, and then he had to get a closer look. He's like, "Hey, you want me to take these for y'all?" And I was like, and then he said, "Hey, what's going on, brother?" Like, we didn't just have that early exchange. Now we cool. So I left it alone. And then when I got ready to leave, I said, "You guys got a bathroom?" Talking to the hostess, I walked to the bathroom, and it looked like he was on break, but it looked like he had never even worn. He was like this.
You don't even work here.
And he was looking into my soul.
Oh.
And
okay.
He was looking like this, and I said, he said, "What's up?" I said, "What's up?" Then the "what's up" was different. Like, "What's up?"
How many sucks are
we tripping? Like, yeah, this is our third "what's up." Right. I was like, "I think what's up though?"
Yeah, you got tested.
It was "what's up?" And then when I went in the bathroom, of course, he was looking into Crystal, piercing into her soul and spirit, which is his whole aim. And I came back out, and she was cracking up. And I said, "What happened?" She was like, "It's just a dude. I didn't realize.
It's just a dude.
I was testing."
He was trying to see which one of y'all was gonna go.
Yeah.
No, I could tell his whole energy is going. Or his energy is towards her. He was trying to see what type of.
He was trying to see if I was with him. I think he was.
What type of nigga is she with?
Are they on the first date or is she with him?
No beard.
I took that.
Tested.
Come on, I took that wrong.
You got tested today, so my theory stands. Yes.
I'm growing it back. It's growing back right now.
It's actively growing back right now.
Don't you agree?
Shut it down. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. I'm your homeboy T-Pain. We got Chris Calico in the goddamn building. You already know what it is. Chris, are you ready for your special drink. I don't know if you know this. My wife is a certified bartender. She got a certificate to show it. don't ask for it right now. We don't know where it is.
I was going to do it. We were just talking off air about being tested.
I did see
it. I was your tester.
I did see it at one point. I don't know where it is now. But she
certified. How did she get certified? I feel like you've told people this and they didn't dive in. She got certified by who?
No, a class. She took a class.
Like a class.
I mean,
some classes.
Multiple classes.
Some classes.
Okay.
But it was all in one
night?
No. It was all in the same place.
Okay.
It wasn't multiple schools or anything.
I was about to say, you said it was all in one place. Who takes classes and it's not at the same school? Like, no one. I can answer for you. Nobody.
Right,
nobody.
I haven't been to school since the eighth grade, man. I don't know.
I see. I see. And but apparently you went to three different eighth grades.
It's the same school.
I took eighth grade. It's in five different places.
It's just all my classes are in different parts of town.
So she's certified.
She's certified. She's certified. She's bringing it in. We don't know where it is.
Oh, they pretty too.
Oh,
yeah. We had to dress it up for you. We give different glasses to everybody. You're going to take this recipe home. You're going to take this recipe home. Okay. You're gonna post it on the interwebs.
On the internets.
They're on them all the internets. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Crizz Fizz.
Hey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But she's certified through taste. I didn't tasted a bunch of her drinks.
Okay. Yeah,
let me see. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on.
Yeah, let's figure this out.
Bonafide.
Fucking certified.
That's what I tell you. That's all you got to do. Taste it. You don't need to see the damn certificate. Taste it.
Wait a minute. You just proved to me that she was certified. Look at your face.
Mine got tequila in it.
Certified.
It's a different. She knows everybody's taste.
Also, they aren't all drinking my drink. This is mine.
Mine has your drink plus tequila.
Mine's your drink plus tequila.
And yours. And what is Crystal?
I'm gonna guess y'all got the same drink.
You didn't make her. Give her some tequila. Crystal got drunk last night. She didn't really drink like that.
You're not supposed to say that.
And she got really drunk last night.
That's fair.
And
that's
weird.
No,
that's real. That's a real thing. I'm glad you said it because we're about to take it up a notch.
Oh, my God.
And these taste so good. I hope you made this in the picture because I'm on the
Yeah, we're going to have to keep getting this refill.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm with
it.
I'll make you another one with the extra.
Okay.
Give her some. Yeah.
There it is.
This is certified.
She does it every time. She nails it.
She did good.
What's in it, babe? What's in it? Yeah. What you got? Come on. Give us the Crizz Fizz recipe.
It's very special because.
Come on. Get up here. Come on.
To make yours extra special because you follow a special diet, right?
I'm fat, yeah.
She said it all nice and shit.
Yeah. You follow a special diet because you're,
you know,
a little
portly gentleman.
You know, yes.
You're thick. You're thick, fella.
Okay. Your crystal light.
Gluten-free vodka.
Gluten-free vodka.
Gluten-free.
Yes. That's important. That's important.
Gluten-free.
This is a crystal light. And then we had
See, I told you earlier, dog. I told you this
You're
feels
making me laugh.
It feels punkish, man.
I should have known.
You text me back with the laugh emoji.
I got it.
And said it would be fine. I knew
it
not
is
to
fine.
This
it
shit.
Is fine. I'm telling you. I just don't be seeing niggas. It's weird seeing niggas use sand as a chaser. And
you just trying. Fat niggas can't use nothing called light with light in the name.
You should have kept the beard, baby. You should have kept the beard.
Is this because I don't have a beard?
It's because you don't have a beard. You're supposed to do something with the beard.
We could have took the crystal light if you had a
Yeah, I probably would have. Yeah,
I'm sorry. It's vodka.
Mm-hmm. Gluten-free.
Gluten-free vodka.
Don't leave out the important part.
Gluten-free vodka.
Don't act like that's regular vodka.
Don't just say it. Punk-ass gluten-free vodka.
This is gluten-free vodka. No, I need to drink gluten-free vodka because I think I have...
Glutenization.
Yeah.
Glutenization.
I don't know.
You got that gluten. Gluten-free vodka. Go ahead.
Special ingredients.
Right.
Gluten-free vodka and very secret, very special.
Blue sand.
Very special.
Crystal Light, vodka, and Zevia.
Zevia.
Zevia, which is just pop soda. We say pop from Kansas City.
Please
pop.
Don't say pop.
Yes,
don't
say pop. Say pop. They say pop. Say pop. In Kansas
what y'all say, soda?
They say soda.
Of course we say soda because it's called
call
that.
Everything
it's pop. Not called that. It's called pop. Pop.
It's called soda. It's on the can. It says it's soda.
It does.
It's
say.
Soda pop.
Damn.
It says soda pop.
Soda pop.
And y'all still say tennis so. Shoes, don't y'all?
Tennis shoes in Kansas City.
Tennis.
And
tenny
other places, I moved to Chicago, they was like they sneakers.
Sneakers. Right. Right. Now we say tennis.
I think they tennis shoes.
My cousin them say, oh, you got them some dope tennis shoes
some
you got tenny on.
Tennis shoes.
They had a lot of shit in common with Chicago.
Yeah. She lived in KC for a while. She
I did for a long time. My daughter father in Kansas City.
Gluten-free.
Sorry. We're back. I'm sorry. Gluten-free vodka, Zevia.
And crystal
crystallite.
Yeah. That's it.
Water?
But that's a good recipe for people.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to make this
know.
The least amount of strong as possible.
No, she made it. I hit him. I said, man, I don't want to look like a pussy. So I don't know if this is cool. And he's like, no, you're not going to look like that. Laugh emoji. And then she came right in and was like, it's crystallite. Bitch ass nigga.
The pause. It was the pause.
I'm gonna start drinking it.
Cause the light.
It's bitch like ass nigga light.
Like upset my stomach and stuff, and I feel like this drink is gonna be
yes,
gonna be for me. I'm gonna go try it in a second.
I was gonna say.
Thank
so
you.
here's the biggest test.
Okay,
if you're gonna drink it.
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to devour this
and
shit.
And let us know how you like it.
You have to
seriously.
Try it on camera because I need to see the real face. Like his face. His face was looked like.
I wasn't ready. I was ready.
Your face said I was a bitch ass nigga.
I was more
his
so.
His face said I was a bitch ass
I was more so ready for the crystal light part of it, and I didn't expect tequila.
Gluten free vodka.
I didn't expect tequila. I was like, I wonder what this vodka tastes like. And then it was pure tequila.
Vodka and tequila? Like,
no, it's all the shit.
I said, do you want the crystal light in yours? And he was like, no,
he said,
really,
I don't
so
want a
really
side of embarrassment.
But he thought it was going to be.
You want to try my punk ass drink?
I thought it was going to be the drink the all the way.
You made me turn into Brady. You don't want to try my motherfucking punk ass. Motherfucking punk ass.
Oh, shit. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But
so
I'm
going
to try it.
Thank you, baby.
For everybody out there to know the recipe because. People have food allergies.
People have, and boom. It's look at that. Do. Here's a way to get drunk.
Yes. Without,
and keep your spirits
when you're not
up.
When God clearly is trying to stop you from doing that.
Yeah. God says, do not drink again. And I said, well, you know what? There's crystal light. There's punk ass gluten-free vodka.
It's like me at the doctor. Anytime the doctor give me like a pill or some shit, I'm like, okay, so what's like the drinking thing about this? I was like, oh, you shouldn't drink on this. I'm like, oh, okay, you should give me something else.
That's what your medication is contingent on? If you can drink with it?
Yeah.
That makes all the difference. All right, Doc, I'm going to tell you what. If this is all you can give me, I'm not going to take it.
It's not going to go well.
Because I'm going to slip up. I'm going to slip up. I'm going to fuck around and be on stream and fuck around and
you
forget.
You got to know yourself.
No,
I'm
going to
forget. I'm taking something with fentanyl in and shit, and then it's going to be a fucking drink. It's going to be there.
Yeah, you're keeping it 100% real.
I have to add, too, that not only did y'all look at me like I was a punk-ass dude,
you wanna talk?
But
I know
then you
know
came in
say.
With a straw.
What about
and then
the
this
bird?
Was a fly. This is like a bird-flower hybrid. It's like a hybrid bird-flower. This feels like
with its ass towards your face.
Yeah, and I'm gonna get tested.
Get you one,
man. I'm gonna make me one.
Yeah, she's gonna make her one. She's gonna drink it.
I feel in the morning. If I feel great, yeah.
You're gonna feel great.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All jokes aside, this is gonna make you
feel like.
No, it's actually very toxic, probably. I mean, there's all kinds of shit in there that you don't know about. But it doesn't have sugar is the reason.
Okay,
why
that's really the thing.
Because
okay.
sugar is the devil.
Okay.
You sure?
It's the devil.
Sugar I feel like the alcohol part would be
the it's the, you said, right. It's the sugar in the alcohol.
There's that sugar and alcohol together?
Yeah, mixed with... Oh, have y'all had Clear American? Okay, we're going to give y'all Clear
what
American
is it?
Before y'all... Oh, it's water, but
Walmart, it's very cheap and it has no
oh, Clear American. No, it's the best tasting shit in
it's
the world.
It's the best shit of all
some
time.
Of the flavored stuff?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Fuji Apple and they got the cream, orange cream sickle.
Oh, my God, look at you.
Orange
get
cream
in
sickle?
There.
Oh, my God. Orange cream sickle?
Nah, we're buying it on something.
Since y'all drink that, you actually probably could do that. Have y'all done that with vodka?
I shook it.
No. Oh, yeah, we should probably do that.
What's your favorite flavor?
I'm going to go do it right
strawberry
now.
Strawberry is mine.
See, just a regular strawberry.
I mean, what? Why do you want my flavors to be mixed? What is going on with you today?
Orange creamsicle sounds like
something.
The orange creamsicle. The orange one does its thing.
Fuji apple. Guess what I love?
The Fuji apple is like, the cotton candy is too cotton candy.
Man, that mug's hard.
It's too cotton candy.
He loves a cotton candy.
I thought it was going to taste chemically.
It doesn't taste chemically, but it's too cotton candy.
It was tasted like a cotton. It tastes like real cotton candy.
It's too cotton candy.
It's just your brain is having a hard time drinking cotton candy.
I can believe that.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Your brain is like, I'm drinking cotton candy.
I'm
just like with red velvet cake. It don't seem like you're eating chocolate. It's red.
That's true.
See what I'm saying? It's a brain. It's messing with your brain.
Yeah, because I don't like chocolate cake, but I love red velvet cake.
Really? You like fucking chocolate cake? You didn't know?
That is a chocolate cake. That's a chocolate cake.
Yeah. I shouldn't have said that. Did you know that?
All right, I didn't come here to think. Let me tell you something.
Bye. Thank you, baby.
Shut it down.
I hope you're enjoying the show. We're going to take a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors, Hyundai. I'm just going to get into it. Have you seen the all-new Hyundai Tucson? Man, this thing is stack. It begs the question, how did you get all of this cool stuff into one SUV? I mean, it has a lot of cool features. Every aspect of the Tucson is designed with you in mind. That means from design to technology to safety. Every part of the new Tucson has been improved on. They have a digital key that allows you to use your phone as a spare key. Think about that for a second. We've all been that person looking through our car window at our keys locked inside. Those days are long gone. And on the outside of the SUV, the Hyundai Tucson features LED daytime running lights that are stylishly hidden within the front of the grille, making them invisible when not in use. As you can see, at Hyundai, they question everything to create the best Tucson ever. And now, it's here. Learn more at Hyundai.com. By now, you've been listening to episode after episode of my new Nappy Boy Radio podcast, and I know you love it because, you know, why are you here now? You're probably asking yourself, how does T-Pain have so much energy? What does he find all the energy to do all these amazing things? And guess what? I can tell you right now. It's Starbucks Triple Shot Energy. It's the Starbucks coffee you already love, but is ready to drink. I'm talking 225 milligrams of caffeine and a boost to help you do the things that matter to you. Whether you're going to see your favorite artist at a festival or creating videos for your social media channels in Starbucks, Triple Shot Energy offers great taste and 2 0 sugar flavors that will leave you feeling guilt-free after you drink it. Busy schedules don't always give you the time to stop at a coffee shop, but Starbucks Triple Shot Energy gives you the extra strength to help you get through your day. What gives you energy? Find your Starbucks Triple Shot Energy online or at one of your local stores.
On today's episode of How Fucked Up Is Fucked Up, that's fucked up.
What's like a super fucked up thing to you? Like, when you think about something, you're like, man, that's fucked up.
I mean, everything, damn.
I mean, especially these days.
People backing up without looking. Backing up their car without looking. I see it happen all the time. How are you comfortable
doing this?
How are you comfortable backing up like this?
Without looking. That's fucked up. I do that.
I just hit something right there.
I do that. I do that a lot.
Why would you do that? You done had, last time I came here, you had a Bugatti. You should get out and look.
All the cars have cameras.
No, you got a Bugatti, you should get out and go outside. Like that.
I almost hit somebody one time.
Uh-oh.
Not in that Bugatti.
In the Rolls Royce.
I wish you would hit me in the Rolls Royce. I would get out and lay in the street.
We was at a Miguel concert, and this lady was sitting. It was like one of the security ladies that was like taking care of the tour bus spot. Yeah. And we was leaving. I backed up, didn't look. And I had my top down because I was putting my top down. So even if I looked back.
And backing up.
Yeah, at the same time. No, okay. It was crazy. So even if I looked, I wouldn't be able to see behind me. And I just backed up enough to where she was like, T-Pain! And
she said it like it didn't even that didn't even sound like your name. That was like,
right. It was it was a screech, and I was so embarrassed. You know how you get that embarrassing moment? You'd be like, you got to say something real fast. Yeah. The first thing I think of was, "Bitch, I saw you."
Oh my god,
that's what you.
Oh my god,
you fucked up on so. You messed up
you
so
ain't
many
gonna
things.
Take responsibility.
You messed up so many things. You backed up without looking, with the top coming down. You were totally in the wrong. Almost hit her and said, "Bitch,
bitch, I
saw you," and you clearly are lying.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I lied all the way. Didn't see her at all, not one time. And I was like. When the top went all the way down, like, she might as well had her mouth on my exhaust. Like, it was close. Like, 3 more inches, that bitch would have been on the ground.
She should have, and you keep playing too? And you keep playing, she should have hit your car like this. And
then oh, baby.
Hit your car with her hand.
I'd have fell out.
It was so close.
Scream, I'm dead.
Right. I'm dead. I'm actively dead right now.
So here's how I can fix it. Here's how you can fix it, T-Pain. Give me the car. Call an Uber.
Call it even.
And we cool.
And we cool. We cool. Otherwise,
no
I'm about to die right here.
Otherwise, I'm dead.
And I'm pregnant.
And I'm pregnant. And it's yours.
Right.
Oh, shit.
I mean, you did so many things wrong.
So, bitch, I saw you.
I'm dead. I'm pregnant. And it's yours.
And
that
it's yours.
Just I would have jumped. I would have ran.
And the best way to end that is after they'd be like, "Bitch, I saw you." Yeah, like just like that.
Bitch, I saw you.
Here's the thing, though.
I don't know why you acting up. You so dramatic. So fucking dramatic.
Why you be doing this? Why you be doing this?
You always do this. You ain't never seen it before. Always.
See, that's why I don't fuck with you now.
Right.
You always do this. Shit like this.
Always do this.
Blocked on everything. Fuck you, girl. Yeah.
Sounds like a great night.
So backing up without looking. That's your shit.
That's one of the things. I'm sure I got more. What else do I not like, baby?
You don't like people that say stupid stuff.
I do not.
Like that's a pet peeve of yours.
I think we just don't like people being content with being dumb.
No, you shouldn't. Hey. I'm a person that common sense reigns supreme with me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't even have to be. I'm not saying I'm the most intelligent person. I consider myself, you know, somewhat of an intellect. But
moderate.
Moderately intellectual. but common sense?
So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got to have it. It drives me up the wall for
it's
people
It's one of those things,
things
when you when you say some stupid shit and you're just looking at them like,
yeah, and it's hard.
No, he don't just look at him. He actually says something.
You know that's not correct, right? And I slightly have Tourette's.
And I slightly have Tourette's.
Yes, he has
slightly. You got a minor case of Tourette's.
I do. This is not a joke. Like, I really do. And when I get stressed out.
No way.
No, when I get stressed out, I have a tick. I have a tick. I really do have a tick. You see, I see people on TikTok talking. That's a bad name for that. But
no pun intended.
That's the worst app to bring up.
The worst app to bring up. Why would I say that? I feel like I just backed up in a Rolls Royce.
Okay.
Not looking with the top coming down. I feel like I just did this.
But we saw you.
Bitch, we saw you.
Yeah.
We saw you.
Bitch, I saw you.
Bitch, we saw you.
I really do. When I get really stressed out,
yes.
I go,
No way.
Not really.
No. Like fucking Tina from Bob's Burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I go, when I get stressed out, I try to hide it. I learned how to hide it.
No way!
I learned how to hide
he
it into
he's
a sniff.
Hiding it.
No,
he thinks
I don't
he's
hide it around her.
All the time.
I learned how to hide it when I get around people that don't know me. I go...
Yeah.
That's not better.
That seems worse.
How does that seem worse? I got
that's
allergies.
Worse.
Better.
Like you got allergies or cocaine.
Addiction. Or that. I thought, exactly. I said, this boy on cocaine.
Yeah. Look at me.
Somebody come
see
get him.
These man titties.
Somebody
ain't nobody
come get him.
Ain't nobody this fat on cocaine.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen like
well,
a super
you know, fat. You kind of binge after a moment.
You just, yeah. So I'm just a casual. I just use it every now.
No, you're a cycler. You go through cycles.
Yeah.
You do
right,
the cocaine,
fat,
then you binge
cold,
out, then
skinny,
you come back.
Back fat.
Yeah,
back
cycle.
No,
and that's why you keep.
No
sniffing.
One drinking. No one drinking Crystal Light gluten free vodka. So you telling me that you telling me that yes, you telling me I eat organic food,
bro? Yeah. I'm telling you,
gluten free,
like a lot of vegans,
sugar free,
a lot of vegans do cocaine.
Really?
Why?
Really?
A lot of vegans
eat
don't
a burger. What like? What does this mean?
And like, nah, I don't want to have all them chemicals in my
I can't have all that.
I'm not going to eat cheese.
But, can't be having all that in me.
But
like
give me, but give because, me because snap the lines off of this mirror.
Because for most vegans, correct me if I'm wrong, vegans in the room.
If especially Coke using vegans.
Please, y'all especially.
Correct, because it's not about the healthiness of it. It's about the treatment of the animals and the processing of the food.
Right.
Yeah, there's different types of vegans. Are you doing it for the? Are you doing it for your health reasons? Yeah. Or are you doing it for
humanity?
The humane part of it. It wasn't a word I wanted to use, but yeah,
most of them it's for the humane thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really consider myself anything. A big intellectual. So that's why. Right.
Yeah, I got a guy that does it.
Did you hear about that lady that only ate air for like years?
That's not a thing. She was eating nothing.
You were fasting.
It's called fasting.
She claims that she could live off of just air.
Was she a cokehead vegan? Like,
I don't know. Oh. But
she's probably drinking her pee or something.
Who
like that.
Is this person?
Years ago, a girl that looked like a little Barbie doll, she was walking. You remember that?
Yeah.
And she said that she only had air for her food.
She only had air.
She was fasting.
Food. She was eating the sun.
She had never heard of fasting.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think she knew what she was doing.
And she was going to die fast, too.
She was possibly super duper crazy, too. Bro.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
okay. That makes sense.
Cokehead vegans. This is the new concept.
It's mostly in L.A. It's really not
it
in
has
else.
To be.
It's not, like a, it's not like a it's not like a country ride thing. It's
No.
It's
no. There's that's only in a, that only exists in a part of L.A., as a matter of fact. Not
probably
even, not even citywide.
Yeah, North Hollywood. I think would be the wherever they do the most movies at. Where the movies happen?
Probably here.
Where they shoot all the movies?
Like Studio City in the Valley, definitely in the Valley. Cocaine
oh movie. Yeah, where's the porn happen at? That's usually where it's at.
Van Nuys.
Okay.
Why? How do you know
what
that?
The f- like is going that. On with you?
What's up with you?
So how long have you been doing porn? Been
look at that weight video. You think I'd started last week.
Now we can get back to it. All that oil.
All that oil.
All that oil.
All that oil. That's how I know you're KZ, too. That's how I know you live in KZ. They don't say oil. Oil.
Oil.
Yeah. All that oil.
All that oil.
Now, let me. Now something
did they make you stand in a little kid's tub when they put the oil on you?
Mm-mm.
You know how they do that?
What church was that?
No.
It's the same place they shooting the porn. Van Nuys.
No.
It's Church of Van Nuys. God in Christ.
You know, like in the video. You know when they make you sit in the stand in the kiddie pool while they pull you up?
I've never heard of this.
Did they lay some plastic down?
This was a cult. You were part of a cult. You didn't know it.
Yeah, that's a weird club you went to.
They do the kiddie pool with the oil. You don't know about that?
That was spring break somewhere.
I've never heard of this. I'm dead serious. I've never heard of that.
Right.
Kiddie pool and oil. Did they give you Jesus juice too, or just?
You can't have no juice after you got the oil on you.
You can't have no juice. That don't mix well. It don't make sense.
I'm not. Y'all see, I'm the only one. I'm concerned.
You are actually.
I just turned concerned.
Really?
Let's watch your video.
How come you the only one to know where the porn is shot at?
That's what I was trying to really.
Because when you looked at,
really trying to take us away from that part. That's
I got a lot of questions.
Because when you looked at, okay, so when porn was still on DVD,
on the back of the DVD,
you should. I'm
on the back of Booty Talk 26, it would say Van Nuys,
Booty Talk. Booty Talk.
How do you?
You got to have the ones that. The ones that are like movie titles.
Absolutely.
But, you know what I'm saying? Look, I can't think of any right now. But.
Also, the Booty Talks wasn't in Van Nuys?
I was trying to.
I don't know,
to,
but if you looked at it, it said it was made in Van Nuys.
Speaking of oil and shit, right? So, my homeboy Brian Pumper, one of the.
Brian Pumper, yeah.
Brian Pumper. I was hanging out with him like all the time for some reason. Just every time I went to LA.
For some reason.
And then, like, he was just like a funny motherfucker to be around.
I did the same thing. Mr. Marcus is my homeboy. We hung out.
Marcus is the homie. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I had a
like,
friend who popped up on a porn. Didn't even know he was a porn. He just popped up. I said, is that?
He was doing like a series of porn where he, you know, he oiled the chicks up. Okay. And I was like, bro, if you. As Brian Pumper, don't and this was like back in the days.
The name
and this was no, right. On. So I'm like, bro, the name. If you don't call this series BP Presents the Oil Spill,
oh wow,
you want him to get sued?
I do, no, I wanted him to take advantage because the shit had just happened.
His name is
the
Brian
BP Paul. Shit, the oil spill.
I got it. I wasn't picking up what you was putting
that
down.
Was like back. It was like back then when BP had the oil spill and the fucking shit, and I was like, bro. What?
BP, Brian Pumper. Oh, come on, man.
Like, BP presents the oils.
Call
of course he didn't do
tonight.
It. Of course he didn't do it because somebody else came up with it. This nigga does not want to do anything that somebody else comes up with.
Right. Pride.
Because,
you telling me your dick's out in every movie and
pride?
You have a pride issue?
Would you have took some money from? Would you have come
no,
to him?
No, I just wanted to
you
see
just
it.
Just said,
I just
wanted
to see the man
job,
be happy. I just wanted to see him be happy and not get compared to Lloyd Banks.
Oh, he does look like Lloyd Banks.
He does. He looks.
No, he looks like he's a little more muscular.
A little more muscular.
Yeah, I've seen.
I've never seen that man work out a day in my life.
Yeah, I know, man. I know. I went to school with dudes like that. I went to school. He's a mesomorph.
Yes, he knows the names.
Not just that. The three body types. He's a mesomorph.
What's a mesomorph?
Mesomorph are people who are naturally muscular. Naturally muscular body type without doing anything.
That was over the top.
If they work out,
I know some girls like that.
If they work out, they get really, really muscular.
That was
crazy.
There's
a mesomorph, ectomorph, and an endomorph. That's the three body types. I'm an endomorph.
If I ever seen Brian Pumper walk into a gym, be like, bro, get the fuck out of here. Dude, you did it. Get it. Just leave.
Yeah.
You don't have to. What are you here for?
Nigga, you won.
you beat us all, bro.
You won.
We're all here for a purpose. You're trying to, I understand you're doing upkeep. You need to buy some shit for the crib. You don't need the facility.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, you don't need the facility anymore.
It's embarrassing. I'm oiled up with titties. You walking around here ain't did shit.
And did nothing. And you look like the final form of the fucking Power Rangers robot.
No, he looks photoshopped.
I don't know all of them apart.
You don't know the porn people apart?
No. I used to have certain porn girls I like. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell who?
I also have the same
question.
No, mine retired. She retired.
One? Just one? You had the one?
I was fixated.
She retired.
I was fixated.
Imagine
was
how
it charity?
Many.
Mm-mm.
Pinky?
Around that
Pinky.
Time, though.
Pinky.
Around that time. Nope.
Vanessa Blue.
She a Virgo. Nope.
I don't know her sign.
You thought that was the hint? She's a Virgo. I'm looking at her vagina. She's getting vagina. She's getting her vagina pumped by Brian Pumper. You think I know she's a Virgo?
Wait a minute. You sit and watch the intros to these fucking things?
I don't know how. I think
you
maybe.
You Googled her.
I don't know. I mean, we dudes, we skip a minute in. As soon as we click on the video, we skip straight to the minute
in. I don't need to know how they met. Anybody order some pizza? I don't need to see that part. Let's get right to the point.
Oh, my God.
Y'all still never.
Anybody
still,
want any cable?
Y'all still never guessed who she was.
Okay, who is,
oh
who is it? Tell me.
I don't know when I found out she was a Virgo. Maybe after I actually had spoke to her or something. Like, you know, online or something like that.
No way.
And that was your...
Wait, you talked to her?
Like, online or something? I think I can't remember.
That's closer than anybody's gotten other than the
We started following each other. So I'm a girl. It doesn't matter. Anyway, Jada Fire, my favorite.
Oh, my goodness.
She was a Virgo. That was my girl.
That's why you liked her?
No.
Her vagina's dead front and center.
Oh, it was definitely.
I wonder if she's a Virgo.
I wonder what's her sign.
Whatever's her sign. Stop.
She seems like a Pisces, all this squirting.
I'm a Pisces. I'm a Pisces. Squirting is synonymous with Pisces? So not only do I got a punk ass drink, I'm also apparently
you're squirting.
Apparently I squirt.
You squirt too? That's it. That's how you do it.
I do have
I told
kids,
you she retired. That's why I don't even like saying it. But I do. I'm not going to discredit her. Jada Fire, what's up? I just love her.
She did her thing for a while.
Sure, wow. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a dated reference for me, but she's still hot. She still does her thing.
Vanessa Blue was my joint.
I remember her.
Vanessa. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She had a weird Blue. Scream, moan type deal.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
I remember
I'm learning a lot about you tonight.
Stupid mouth. Oh, shit. I forgot. Hey, Chris is in
here. I forgot my wife is over on the side.
All right, guys. We'll be right back.
Shut it down.
Well, I don't watch it anymore.
Hold on.
I used to.
Wait a minute.
Anymore?
Everybody in this room has seen porn.
I don't anymore.
Do y'all watch porn around people?
I do.
I do.
We watch.
Look at us. We talk about I do.
That's how we met.
Watching porn?
Yeah, we knew when all the new porn came out. We was searching for it together.
Was this at a, like, a place?
This was in, like, her sister's apartment.
Okay, not a porn, like, place.
Did she have
a porn place?
There's porn places still in KC.
No way.
There's one called Ray's. What is this called? Ray's?
Is it in Raytown?
No.
What the fuck is a porn place?
Where you go in, the same place Pee Wee Herman got, you know, it's like the porn theaters.
Yeah.
They still have, like, those in Kansas City.
Okay.
I ain't never been to it. I'm going to be honest. I watch
That's
porn.
Where Pee Wee Herman got caught. Not that particular
not
spot,
that
but he got caught in a porn theater.
In a porn theater.
Are you not allowed to jack off in a porn theater?
Yes.
No.
Don't show porn in a theater and don't expect people to jack off.
Other people are there, but you can't.
Can't
yeah.
be jacking off.
You can't jack off in
stop?
Public. I don't know where
you're. Where does it stop?
I don't know where.
It was like,
that's nothing. You're showing.
Like in a curtain,
next thing
like
you know, you're
room.
Popping off.
No,
everybody.
He was in a theater. He was in a theater with other people in the room.
Can't be popping off.
I don't even know why they would ever
We all came here for a common interest.
You can't be popping. I didn't come for you to pop off on me.
No,
I
mean, there's private rooms in some
of those
places.
But he wasn't at a private
room. No, he was in a public
theater. Oh, that's what I thought.
If you go to the private room, can you still see the porn that's happening in the public part?
Even in, y'all remember them porn shops where they had the little rooms in the back with the girls in the windows in the business, right?
There's still these in KC.
Private.
Erotic City in Kansas City.
Yeah,
still there.
I remember that.
That's not fair.
It's in Independence. I passed it a million times.
That's definitely not fair. Fuck that.
So you seen Erotic City. It's still there. I would be terrified to go in here. Though.
I would never.
That's like a. No. I would be terrified. Porn is a private thing.
There's plenty of places I would go now.
Don't y'all
that
feel
that
like
I would
porn is a private thing?
Young.
No.
No, it's not.
The two people are having sex in order to put it out for the public.
Right. So it's so not a private thing.
That's not. That's weird, dude.
Bro,
that's
I texted Trinidad James tonight, and he was like, "Yo, send me a clip of the podcast." I sent him the shit. He saw the TVs. He was like, "Where's the porn?"
Tell Trinidad.
It's Trinidad. I've met Trinidad James. He seemed like he would be asking where's the porn.
Yeah. Well, also, every time we work together, I always, I had
tell him that was
porn streaming like 24/7. There's 24/7 porn channels on DirecTV ready to go right now. Huh?
Trinidad James, he's a bizarre guy.
Now, I will say it'd be a little off.
Oh, yeah. All my parties, all them TVs in the club,
right.
Full on porn every time. I mean, people get weirded out and leave.
Can I tell you
something? It was,
that's what I said.
Can I tell you something?
A little off.
Normal.
That's normal.
It's not.
Sex is a natural thing.
No, sex is a natural thing.
That's how we all got here.
It is, but I'm saying to play this in front of at a party, I mean, that sounds like a
it's an available.
Actually, you know what?
It's an available.
Actually, the thing that I'm mad about,
exactly.
I'm actually kind of mad that I wasn't there.
Yeah,
it's weird, and I missed it.
After people started
FOMO,
leaving,
sorry, my mouth
after
went
people started
backwards.
Leaving at an alarming rate, then I was
right.
Like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do this at parties anymore. And then my parties lasted a lot longer.
It's a little off-putting.
It's a little off-putting.
When you stop the porn, the parties lasted longer.
Yeah, it was a lot of white. It was a lot of white porn too, and a lot of black people watching white porn. So they
that ain't. It's gonna. Yeah,
it's mixing genres. You don't want to.
It's mixing a lot more than genres, but yeah, fluids and genres.
I didn't know there was porn genres.
Okay,
well,
we got to get out more. Let's go do that.
She don't look at porn.
This is, no.
Is this not your shit?
Greatest
no,
porn.
I'm going to be honest. I probably watched it maybe about 3 or 4 times in my life.
In general?
In general.
Gee.
Because here's the deal.
Did you have a bad experience the first time?
No.
I need a lady in the streets freaking the sheets here.
Come on,
but
now.
She's a real lady.
She's a lady. Yeah.
She's definitely a lady.
She's and a very exciting girl.
So
yeah, the kind you do
thing,
take home the money.
So
though.
My thing is that I don't like. I wouldn't want to watch it around people because if I were to watch it, mm-hmm. I would want to.
It's time to go.
Time to go.
You saying you can't come to the 300 people at T-Pain's party and be okay?
See that's what it is. I
no,
think
squirting
I mean,
Pisces.
I think I've seen.
No, a Virgo.
I think I've seen so much.
And she's a Virgo.
I am.
You're a Virgo?
Huh?
Yes.
September 10th, babe. Yeah.
September 9th.
September 19th.
I've seen so much porn.
We got married on September 10th.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's our anniversary.
We're September 11th.
Yeah. What?
Really?
Yeah.
You dropped the bomb then.
We got to go.
Huh?
We'll be back.
I love September.
I like Virgos, though.
September 10th is a great day.
Beyonce is a Virgo.
I hope so.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I love you.
I like Virgos. Well, you're married to one.
I love you, baby. I like Beyonce.
It's different. It's different, though.
Hold on. Did y'all hear him slide that in? But I like Beyonce.
I mean,
no, I didn't say that. I said Beyonce.
She's watching.
No,
coming.
Virgo. No, I said Beyonce's a Virgo, too, is what I said.
There's a lot of dope Virgos, man. We can go down the list, man.
Who don't like Beyonce?
No, I
it's
love
like
Beyonce.
It's like hating ice cream. Like, how did you not like Beyonce?
I agree.
It disagrees
I think
with
it's,
me.
I think it's, a,
oh, the ice
I think
cream?
It's the 11th
ice cream
commandment.
It disagrees with me.
Yeah, but you got to love Beyonce, though.
Oh, you can't. I don't dislike her. Heck no. Why?
You still like ice cream,
why?
Even though it disagrees with everybody.
Exactly. I love it. It just disagrees with me.
Yeah, me too. Nobody black's supposed to be.
I'm not sure how Canadians feel about
why
Beyonce.
Why I dislike her? It's crazy.
What's
Canadians
that?
Might not fuck with Beyonce.
Please.
I don't know why. I just
why?
Feel, I don't know. That's where most of the music critics come from, and they just like hate people that's doing really good.
Oh, they still like her.
Yeah, they love her.
You can pick out. You can pick out. You can pick out reasons to love her. Stop it.
There are certain entertainers that you just can't like. I've been an underground entertainer for 20 years.
You gonna stop that shit on this show?
You shouldn't be.
That able- underground shit gotta go.
Well,
a long time ago.
Independent.
There we go.
There
that's,
we go.
That's
I've been an independent
right.
musician for 20 years.
Mm.
You should not like me. I feel like that. You should not like my music.
If they watch
how
that,
do you not
if,
like T-Pain?
Are you on? Oh, is this on?
You want me to open my Twitter real quick to show you?
Wait a minute.
They don't mean it.
They mean
There's
it.
No way they you don't it. Like T-Pain.
They don't.
Yes,
mean
Vanessa.
It. One, I agree. There's no way to not like you. Who the hell does not like T-Pain?
Come
and
on.
If so I can fish a song out and you're gonna love him.
You know who it is? You know who the people that don't like me?
Who?
Because I make such simple music because it's not like a complicated thing. It's not like
that's
you
genius.
Know, you know, I'm not trying to come up with like a new saying or new dance or anything. I just speak from life. And it's the people that feel like if that shit is so simple, why the fuck am I not famous?
Number one, can I say?
Because hard.
That go first.
Things that are things. go first. Because simple, what people don't know as a musician, simple is more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Simple, you have to say the absolute right thing. I saw the dude make fun of you. He said, T-Pain is famous for saying, we had some drinks to drink. We drunk them, got drunk.
Yeah.
Nick.
Okay.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Exactly what the hell we did. It's exactly what we did. And I'm glad that you knew how to articulate it.
And you didn't just say it. We had some drinks to drink. We drunk them. Got drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's brilliant.
But that's why. Because guess what? Let's just keep it real, too, though. People try to do what you have done, and they can't do it as good as you do it.
It's so bad.
No.
And you shouldn't feel bad about that. You really shouldn't. And I
don't think he does. I'm looking at the nigga's house.
Looking at the fact you don't feel bad.
You don't
about
feel.
It.
I've seen a hallway full of T-Pain.
Full of
shit.
I don't
listen,
feel bad.
If fill a
hall filler, I do not feel bad. At
look
all.
At me. Suck.
Listen, the oil.
This is why he has porn playing.
The oil off my
nigga,
right.
Porn. Yeah. I had a repass after a funeral. I had porn at it.
Confident. Desensitized.
You gotta come out with it.
Be confident. Yes, I love everything that you do.
She was working out. Even the mellow shit. I'm like, I need to work. I need to see some rock. I work out the shit that sound like rah, 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 rah.
No.
She's over there. We had some drinks to drink. We drunk them.
No, that's real.
That's
absolutely real.
I'm like, we lifting weights.
Oh, that's how God. I work out.
She works out T-Pain on my mom.
You're my playlist.
That's the album. You're my playlist.
You are. And for years, like, it's never changed. Those songs, I just replay them and it never changes for me.
Every day.
Right. Like,
I love you, my brother. But it was like 8 Tuesdays later. Drink with me. Drink. I'm like, this is the heaviest weight I've done. I'm maxing out today. I'm maxing out today.
She didn't do no features.
What was it?
Drinking partner?
Yeah. Oh, I love that one.
That's what it was.
Drinking partner. God
every day.
It.
Drink with me. Drink. As soon as we were warming up.
Shit.
I'm like, okay, you can warm up to pain.
That is a joint.
But then we're gonna have to turn on Rage Against the Machine.
No, yeah,
right.
That's
something.
No.
Because I lifted up. Let the bodies hit the floor. I work out to that.
Nope.
Wake up. She said.
I needed that. But
no.
Her playlist is T-Pain and Lil Jon.
That's it.
And Crystal doesn't cuss at all either. Mm-hmm. She doesn't cuss at all. And all of the music we work to is either drink with me or you fucking bitch. It's one of the two of us.
No in between.
There's no in between.
That's fucking hilarious.
Actually, you put me on a song that I cussed and I'm surprised that you had
I did.
Me do, we'll have,
I did recently. I mean, the one I told you about. The one I want you to do.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, she doesn't cuss. She doesn't cuss.
And I was actually surprised that he allowed me to do it because.
Allowed?
Yeah.
You're sending the wrong messages.
No. You just don't.
You don't know now.
Now we find out. Now we find out how this relationship.
Remember the middle finger and the thumb, though. So just remember that.
Yeah. I allowed her, but I told you she grabbed me like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So needless to say, I'm not worried about it. But anyways.
Speaking of Chris Calico songs, we got to get to the song of the week.
Okay.
Yes.
The song of the week is chosen by the guest, and I'm just going to go ahead and try to pick this for you.
Is it arrogant when you pick your own song?
No.
Nope. That's kind of what we want you to do.
Let's do it.
What are we doing? Introduce it, because we're about to look at it right now.
This is me naked and oiled up.
All right. This is solid. Solid introduction so far.
The song is called Wait.
Give me a whole... Introduction. Go for it.
This is a genius, Chris Calico. My new single, Wait.
Number one.
The Nappy Boy Radio Song of the Week.
Song of the Week.
So much.
called fat shaming.
You greasy?
look at the drips.
Look at the drips.
Obesity accelerates damage to the.
They put no oil on your hands.
Individual.
No, I keep.
None.
You're the only mother. No one else noticed that.
Everything else is just wet, and your hands is.
Except for the hand.
Why didn't they spray my hands? They oiled up everything. How are you gonna be oiling in the dry hands?
This is how you.
It's reverse porn.
This is how you can tell you didn't oil yourself. Hands have nothing to show for.
Now you know you got the best smile. Open up, pretty cute for a big guy. What you wanna be? Ain't what you wanna be. I wanna be outside, half naked, uncovered in the sun. You ain't taking that from me. Now you really think you need somebody to wait? Praying and tell them free my body from weight. It's too much to hold on to. You be you and laugh.
Looking, what they looking at?
Thing I can think of is why the f*** didn't I oil my hands?
Oh man, the knuckles, man, the knuckles.
Only thing I could think of.
Gotta get them knuckles, bro. Gotta get.
I did not. They were spraying me.
They were spraying
over the top of the cat. All right,
and nobody decided.
And nobody thought.
Nobody checked.
Go hands. My hands is dry as hell right now.
Were you ass? Were you ass or that you had on like some brown Spanx or something?
I had on
a little loincloth.
I had on some. Compression shorts, yes.
That's what they're calling them? That's what they're calling for men? So Spanx then?
They were Spanx. Yeah. Compression shorts.
Compression shorts.
No, actually, I just had on some black underwear, to tell you the truth. I just had on black.
Fire. I mean, you know, good for the camera. Good for those guys.
Right, because I didn't want... I was going to shoot it, but...
You're just going to go out.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it was... I was going to make people uncomfortable.
He's going to slam you.
Because, again, porn is private. Porn is for private, and
as you said,
I did not want my Johnson. This was gonna trump every party you had if I just sat there with my dick out the whole time.
Come out with Yang everywhere.
Yeah,
man. Let's talk about motherfucking ear house, bro.
Okay,
let's get into it. How the fuck? How's it going? First, let me.
It's going great. I'm not. I haven't been this happy in a long time.
You sure?
Yeah.
Have you been watching porn?
You saw me naked.
Right.
Have you been watching? Who's not happy that's fat and naked on camera? Like, yeah, you have sense. To be happy.
I just want
to
make sure.
No,
man.
Super, super happy, dude. Just started Ear House just a couple of months ago. I've been with tech for mm-hmm. 20 years and mm-hmm. with Strange Music for 20 years. That chapter had to close and I had to open a new one.
That's a part of it, man. So,
and it was just, you know, me on my journey to do my own thing. You know, mm-hmm. I want to own my own masters. I want to make my own decisions. I want to make they may even have said no about this.
Right. Oh, yeah. So
can you think about that board meeting?
No question.
So I'm 300 pounds. I'm going to strip naked, oil up.
All up.
This is the new thing.
I'm going to oil up everything except my hands. And everything
except my hands. Yeah, everything except my hands. They're like, you know what? I tell you what. We'll let you out your deal.
Right.
You know what? This is how I got out the deal.
Either get out the deal or throw your hands in there and then we'll be good.
Yeah.
Right.
Either oil your hands or you're out of the deal.
You're out.
I decided. Let me out.
You know what? Let me out of here. But, I mean, you know, people jump into a lot of shit, man. And, you know, to see you being able to take charge of your life.
Oh, man.
You know, it, because I just did that with myself with Nappy Boy. You know, I've been trying to do Nappy Boy for a long time, man. And we started Nappy Boy back, you know, when I was screaming it. And come to find out that my managers, because I was just like, yo, I want to start a label. Start me a label. And then my managers went and started the label. And they failed to tell me that when they started it, they signed themselves up for 50% of it.
Mm.
So Nappy Boy wasn't even like a real label at the beginning. You know what I'm saying? It just turned into, you know, one of them things that was just like, yeah, I can scream this. I own this now. And they were like, yeah, you own 50% of it.
Yeah.
Right. So they were just kind of in the background, like, "Yeah, nigga, you don't even know. Go ahead, you're doing great, babe. Make the money.
Yeah,
you're doing great.
Yeah. Well,
is this crystal light?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that contract was crystal light.
Niggas getting paid in shade.
Yeah.
And I'm out there screaming and shit, making them money.
Well,
so
that's kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
This is the business of that.
We went around and fucking, you know, canceled that shit. I made a new Nappy Boy and really, really got my shit together, man.
So dope.
And took charge of my life. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Having to be, you know, independent, and you know, I know you know about the independent life, but this is brand new for me. I came in the game at 19 years old, straight to a record deal. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like I've been controlled by a record label my whole entire career until 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah, I just and even before that, I was on an independent label, but after that, now I don't have a label. I don't have a manager.
Yes.
Like, I literally have the best team in the game around me. I got superstars around me on
Preach.
My team. Everybody got their motherfucking job. Everybody know what they're doing. We all organized. We good, according to me.
Dude, so, you know, how does this feel, though?
It feels liberating.
Oh, my God.
I was just about to say it's
Dude,
gotta
I thought liberating. I thought I was having a heart attack. I literally went to a cardiologist and had a complete cardiac workup. Cardi B workout. I had all the I had a complete Cardi B. Turns out I was offset. See what I did?
You brought it back around.
Yeah,
you
brought it back around.
That's solid. Somebody write that down.
No, I would have had a complete cardiac workup, and the doctor said, dude, you're distressed. Whatever it is in your life, you need to change it. And so I decided to
move on and change it
and do Ear House. And people are really, really supporting it. I knew I had a lot of fans, but I didn't know I had this many. I really didn't know I had this many fans.
I could have told you that.
I didn't know. I've always kind of downplayed.
You got to see it from the outside.
Yeah.
You got to see it from the outside. Sometimes when you, even when you, like, when I would see you post stuff about your fans, I'm like, this dude has no idea how many fans he has.
Even going to Walmart, and I'm in Walmart, and people are crying.
Yeah.
I knew that I was doing something that changes a few people, but I didn't know what the magnitude was. I didn't know how people would support it. I didn't know that I would do like I did on the end of that video and go, whose house? Ear House.
Yeah.
And now that I would go to the grocery store and
people would be going, whose house?
My brother's like, man, this thing is crazy. I wore my shirt and I heard it all day. And I'm like, dude, I just dropped this video a week ago.
Right.
Well, they got tattoos of it already.
Oh, my God. Once somebody that's as dark as me and this man is makes young white kids cry, then it's like, okay.
We might have done something on them.
We might have done something.
No, this is monumental. This means I realize, you know, even when going through anxiety and stuff, that I mean a lot to these people.
For sure.
And that you would tattoo my, doesn't matter about race, that you would tattoo me on looking like this.
Period.
I got vitiligo. I'm a fat dude. I'm a, like.
And motherfuckers getting professional tattoos to reflect the same shit.
Yeah.
It's like they're not missing. They're not, you know, for lack of better terms, nobody's like fixing it on their image of you.
Yeah,
they're like, that's a part of you, and they want that on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they watched that video and they started doing their own videos. They was playing my, like, I had to end up putting a sound on TikTok for them.
Yeah.
Because they were getting on TikTok stripping down people that are obese, people that were anorexic, people that cancer patients taking the wig off, people that have had their arm amputated and taking their prosthetic off. They were talking about, because I did it for, it's weight, but it's
taking
weight.
Taking off that weight.
Yeah. Taking the weight off. Yeah. And it's freeing so many people.
Motherfucker.
I was going to tell you about how emotional I was in the corner, but I was going to leave that till we got off. And I'm like, I was finna cry.
Yeah.
But it was like the way you kept saying it, where you're saying about, yes, it's my weight, but it's the weight of everything that's on me. And it just, I was like, I'm going to take my shirt off too. They can hide in these stretch marks. I'm pulling my pants up.
You see, I put the stretch marks on.
Did
you see me put the stretch marks on?
It was
freeing. The titties is out.
When they first sent me the first cut of this video, not my titties. Of course, you saw my titties.
Oh, whoever's titties.
I'm talking about when I put the woman with the stretch marks.
Yes.
They had her looking a little sexy. I said, no. I need them stretch marks.
I need the whole thing.
I showed my titties. I don't need her titties on there. I got mine.
We got titties.
I need her stretch marks. I needed women who have had children to identify with the message that I'm trying to put out there.
I don't know why you didn't call me. Listen, I got C-section scars. Kind of stuff.
One step too far.
Right.
We had it ready to go.
Inverted nipple. One of my nipples ain't right. Just one.
Hit the button.
We'll be right back.
Shut it down.
Inverted nipple.
I will say this though, like, he has like 250,000 views on it. He has 6,000 likes and he has about 800 comments. And I've been watching it, and all of these comments are so positive, and it makes me cry and it makes me emotional, because these people are really spilling out how they truly feel. They talk about their insecurities. Mm-hmm. They talk about the movement, and they are just so proud of him being able to be that representative.
Right, right.
Of the guys with titties. No, for real.
No, but And now they're saying, because of the weight challenge that started, people are saying that they lost weight. The funny thing is that he actually, after we shot this in Arizona, we came home, and about 3 weeks later, he probably lost an additional 10 pounds.
Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I took my shirt off at the pool. I've been swimming in my shirt.
Man, and that's one of the things that make me mad. When we talked about things that fuck you up or make you mad, is don't come on my house with your shirt on. You're not getting in my pool.
You would have hated me. I've been doing it since I was 13.
I would have told you to take it.
Guess what?
No, he's never I never did it.
I took my shirt off at the pool the other day. I was like, damn, I didn't know that's what it felt
on
like.
Monday.
Yeah. For real.
On Monday.
Good job. You've been waterboarding yourself this whole time.
I've been waterboarding these titties since I started. Yeah. Like it's hiding it. Like it was really hiding it. Because as soon as I get wet, they see the titties.
I see you.
I'm acting like
it was covering it up.
We just don't want nipples out. I wouldn't nibble out.
I would nibble out.
True story though, my daughter father, who lives in Kansas City, I did not see him. We had a whole child. I had never seen him straight up and down naked. Because that was the first big boy I had ever been with.
Oh, he's fat.
Hilarious.
Oh, fat dude. He kept his socks on. Doggy style the whole time.
With the bottom of his shirt.
Don't you ever.
Bottom of his shirt, right on the top.
Running around looking like Donald Duck. Just running around, no pants on.
Donald Duck in it.
I said, what the fuck?
Running around like a cartoon bear.
Yes. I said, Yogi, if you don't get in here, take that hat off and do me right.
He had a hat on, too.
I'm just joking because I said the Yogi.
Mr. Marcus.
I get it.
It was Mr. Marcus. We figured it out. We know your era of porn. It was Mr. Marcus. Marcus, calm down, man. Yeah.
I kept my shirt on during sex a lot.
I mean, I'm talking about, like, would close the door if he in the tub, just would not let me see him fully naked.
Nigga kept his socks on in the shower.
I'm talking. Nah,
hey, listen, after I shot this that night, I came to bed butt naked.
Oh, you was ready to go.
And she said, I remember I took a shower, came in, she said, okay.
Swinging and banging on everybody.
Yeah. I knew I did something when I heard that. When I heard, okay.
It's a new day. It's a new life. Yeah. And I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Pam, pam.
Yeah. Pam, pam. Really? Bom, that's bom. How it okay. was. That's how it was.
Okay.
All right. Okay. We got to take it down. We got to take it down. Here we go. Chris Calico.
Yeah.
It's time for the button. Chris Gallagher.
Yes.
A man walks into your house.
Uh-huh. Dead.
It's not dead.
Oh.
Okay.
No, that's what happened.
Oh, that's what happened. Oh, just a man walks into your house. All right. Man walks into your house. Sits down at your dining room table, your breakfast nook, if you will.
Okay.
Lays a button on the table and says, if you hit this button, you can get anything you want in your imagination. Tangible item. Mm-hmm. Tangible thing. You can get anything you want. But also, when you hit that button, somebody's going to die. Don't know who it is. Could be next door neighbor. Could be your mom. Could be second Hitler. Could actually do some good. Also, could be a baby. Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to die. What's that thing that you would take to...
I can't hit it. I can't. If somebody's going to die, I'm not going to hit it. Okay, I got to answer the question.
You don't even know them, possibly.
Wait a minute. Yeah, do I know this nigga?
We don't know.
You don't know the guy.
We don't know.
You don't know the guy. You don't. You might. Oh, well, you might.
I'm not hitting shit.
You might know the person that dies.
Oh. But you might not. It's a gamble.
It's a gamble. But you could get one thing.
I've seen these niggas for a long time. come on.
Shut it down.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I didn't mean to hit that one.
So. That was a, no, okay. So we still here?
We still here.
We still here. We still here.
Sorry, it's a button. It's a button.
We got to get a separate button.
We need a separate button.
We got to get a button box made.
Get a hypothetical button.
Got to get a hypothetical button made.
Okay,
here we go. Let it be this.
What's the thing that you would hit that button with and not really give a shit who dies?
My health.
Tangible.
Oh, tangible.
Yeah.
That don't count.
Some shit I can take for my health.
That's fucked up.
A pill.
It's a porn DVD.
Right. With Italian blue with
What? Come on.
A tangible thing. Jesus. I guess this is...
It can be something entirely like small. First of all...
The shallow test.
First of all, everybody's shallow. It's fine. Motherfucker. Eric Wareheim said fried chicken. Like, it was...
Is he fat? Did he look like he can go in my video? Or
no, he's a chef, though. So,
okay.
That fried helps. Chicken.
Fried chicken?
Yeah, nah.
Somebody
it's,
would die.
It's been
he's
fried
definitely
chicken.
Black.
Maniacal.
Hannibal Buress said he'd want his big toe to, get right.
He looks like a nigga that would have said fried chicken.
Absolutely, but he said he wanted his big toe to look straight.
Oh, okay.
And it's you anything you want. Just and boom, f them kids.
tangible. I would, even though I showed myself naked, oiled, dry hands.
Dry hands.
I would get these titties off. Which I'm gonna do anyway, so I don't need the magic, motherfucker.
The magic, motherfucker. Yeah, this is something that they can,
I mean, everything is attainable.
For some.
It's not really obtainable like that. It's something that you think is unobtainable. Like, something they can pull up, when you hit the button, and the dude's like, thank you, great choice. And then they pull up in a Sprinter van with the shit, put a box in your hand, and then, a dude's jogging down the road, and he just, bam, just right as he's falling in the road. good choice.
Dude, I really don't know because I think of everybody else before me, so it's hard to go well, I would do that. I don't really know. Because cars and houses and shit you can buy, fried chicken, we can get that right now. So I don't.
Right now.
Can you, though? It's 11.
I bet you we can.
It's 11. From where?
I guarantee.
We in ATL, as hella black clubs, and one of them motherfuckers got wings at it. You can't tell me it ain't a black club. They don't have wings.
There's no reputable
and they're
business.
Cooking it, and they're cooking it in the same grease.
There's no respectable business that has wings right now.
Right. I said one of the hood clubs. I said, respect. I
said nothing about respect. I said,
okay, yeah, okay.
That's why he said chicken wings, because he said the first shit.
It was in L.A. He wasn't, it wasn't even available in
L.A. Yeah, he was at the cocaine vegan party. There's no fucking chicken wings. This will happen.
These callbacks are going to end me.
I don't know. Like, okay. I want.
Here we go.
A number one song in the world. I want the number one song in the world.
This only happens once.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
I'm cool. Number one song in the world. That's a lot of bread. I can invest in all kind of shit. I can buy all the Dogecoin. I can get all the chicken.
All the Doge.
I can get all of the porn at the T-Pain party.
Absolutely. Well, that's free.
I can get the porn. I will have all of the porn.
We can turn that. We can turn that to the channel right now.
Actors and actresses at the party.
At the party.
I don't need
free too.
Number one song.
Number one song in the world.
That is tangible. Number one song in the entire fucking world. That's a lot of charts.
It's a lot of charts.
And you know what? I'll take that. Good job. Number one song in the world. Hell yeah. I'll fuck with that.
I would be terrified if that happened, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, can I add that on the end of that?
Who died?
Because guess what? Who's dead?
Who's dead?
Who died?
But
have you answered that yourself?
What kind of shit?
I can't remember. Have I answered that myself?
Has he answered that?
No, I've never answered the question.
So can you answer that right now?
I don't think I want to.
Can I answer that? Hold on. I got a real, very important question for you.
Okay.
I saw the Jimmy Kimmel. Were them boots slippery?
Okay. This is the part of the thing. Because when you said that, when you were saying, can I answer the question? I do have an answer for the question.
Okay.
And it's very, very, very comfortable shoes I can wear all the time.
That's a pretty good answer.
What you got on?
Yes.
What kind of shit?
I want something that's not comprised of fucking three other shoes. That would be fucking...
Principal. When he walks down the stairs, it sounds like the principal's coming and you're in trouble. Like, oh, shit.
I definitely like some shoes that are very comfortable that I can wear all the time.
That's what it is. And someone dies for your shoes?
If they were like morphing shoes.
Hopefully it's somebody with like no legs that would understand.
That is
I can see you saying shoes. It's the last pair of shoes you have to buy and they last forever.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Shoes that don't lose their comfortability.
Okay, so my next question, what's wrong with your feet? Is it
nothing? I just don't like standing or being. I don't like exerting energy. That's for money.
Oh, yes, I feel the same way because I don't dance. We're at clubs and Crystal's like, dance with me, baby. I'm like, have you seen the show?
I get Grandpa Calico.
Nigga, I'm 300. I'm at least 291 now.
291.
And I'm literally stage diving.
Yeah.
You're going jumping crazy. Up and down for 2 hours a night. I know I should dance with my wife. I can't. Because I don't have comfortable shoes.
Exactly.
T-Pain never killed anybody.
You would
to get me the comfortable shoes.
If you would just murder somebody, and we can probably get some shoes for you.
Evidently. I might can make it out of them.
We'd be right back.
Shut it down.
Oh, shit. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. I'm your homeboy T-Pain, a.k.a. your girlfriend's boyfriend. Give me that.
I am Vanessa Fraction, a.k.a. Action Fraction, the main attraction, your partner's distraction.
And give me yours.
I am the genius Cali, baby. Yeah. Oh!
Chris, you got one of those?
No.
Fire.
He talks about me and how I would actually rap. I'm like old school rap.
Oh, no.
Like, my name is Peaches. Crystal, and I rock the mic.
I told you. My name is Peaches, and I'm the best. All the DJs want to feel my breast.
I want to hear the rest.
Hiccup. What is that like?
I'm going to die.
That's all I got for you.
Perfect. I appreciate that. I mean, you know, it's welcomed. All right, so last thing, guys.
Okay.
And this is for both of you, Chris and Chris. It's a weird relationship.
and guess what our son's name is?
Oh, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because the y'all got so y'all
all
got
the C's.
You got Chris and Chris.
Yep.
And then
Christopher.
Then Chris
and Callan Christian.
Callan Christian. Yeah.
Callan. Yeah.
I'm talking about when y'all in the bedroom together yelling each other's name.
Chris.
My
voice sounds different.
Oh, Chris.
And then she go, okay. Oh, Chris.
And then
Chris.
Go, oh,
okay.
Oh, Riley. Okay. That's how we go.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the creative curse word of the week.
Damn.
You two guys are going to collaborate on this.
Oh,
we're going to open this book, right? Mm-hmm. Chris, this is your side.
Okay.
You flip to a random page. It's going to make a curse word for you guys. And after that happens, we got to figure out how to use it in a sentence.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be good.
Here we go. Chris, go.
Do I got to close my eye?
A random page. Just random page. Bam. Chris, go.
Let guide you. Let the spirit guide you.
Let him use it.
What is
this? Okay. Okay.
Oh, this
what,
is
let's see.
Easy.
What is it? What is it?
Slut dumpster.
This is Such easy. I got dumpster. It in a sentence. This
you
is
know,
easy.
You know.
It's a couple of sentences.
Come on.
I shot a video naked.
Mm-hmm.
I felt good about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I took my shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in the room. She said, hey. Then because I'm a Pisces, I squirted in the slut dump. What do you want? Can I drop? I can't drop the mic. It's on the stage.
Drop the headphones. It's over. You did it.
You're
Chris, go. Slut dumpster. It's not really a curse word. You can actually say this.
Chris. Right. I don't know.
Oh, this is.
Okay.
Yeah, let me help.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Let me help you.
I'm tired. Keep. Why?
Oh, my God.
Damn it.
Come on. Let me help you.
All right. Let me help you.
She's inspired.
Somebody bring some more crystal light.
Get some oil in here.
Let's talk about the slut dumpster.
Where's the oil in crystal light? Where's the oil in the crystal light?
On my hands. Put it on my hands.
You are really acting like such a slut dumpster right now.
Oh! Yeah! Oh, my God. Lit, Vanessa.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. Why I was messing with y'all so hard that when it got to me.
See?
You thought it was
I thought it was going to be easier than it is. Huh? All right.
Okay, look over here and look. Let me see if you
can. Dang.
Go ahead. You got this.
I don't want to use it in the same reference that y'all used it in.
You got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Once a slut dumpster, always a slut dumpster.
Hey. Fire. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice.
That was good. That was good.
I feel like you didn't try this.
Yeah.
I brought the titties out.
You did.
You brought the titties out. It was crazy.
But then how can I top that? You know what I mean?
I see what you did there.
I had to take it. I had to lay it back. Give a laid back response to get the emotion.
How can you top the topless?
Mm. Yeah. Then your wife came back with the boom, bam, boom. I had to do a laid back.
Okay.
That was actually pretty goddamn good.
Okay.
Come on. Don't be a slut dumpster. Yeah, think
exactly.
Thinking about... Boom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the janitor at a whorehouse. Hey! That doesn't go in a whore bag. That goes in the slut.
I see it. I like it.
Very good. That was very good.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Nappy Boy Radio
Podcast. Oh, my. This shit is going off the air.
I was ready for another one.
All right, we're officially canceled. I appreciate y'all coming. We're getting the fuck out of here, guys.
Canceled.
Flip it to that.
Anyways, guys, that was the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. I'm your boy T-Pain, a.k.a. your girlfriend's boyfriend.
I am Vanessa Fraction, a.k.a. Action Fraction, the main attraction, your partner's distraction.
I am the genius and the CEO of Whose House? ear house. Chris Calico, a.k.a. Kelly Baby. Oh.
Chris, go.
My name is Chris.
All right, we're getting to-